Currently, 8 million people live with HIV/AIDS in Asia, half of them in India. In the past year, more than 1 million new HIV infections were reported in the region, China recording almost 200 new cases a day. At the three-day meeting in Thailand, which ended Thursday, UNAIDS Director Michelle Sideb said law reform is needed to reduce discrimination against high-risk groups such as men who have sex with men and injecting drug users.
It is legal and policy reform which is urgently needed, and to make sure that these issues could be addressed also from the perspective of human rights standards.
China says it has about 650,000 people living with AIDS. It has recently issued comprehensive regulations spelling out the rights and obligations of infected people in a bid to halt discrimination and improve the fight against the disease. But Don Baxter, Executive Director for the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, says Asian countries often fail to adequately support marginalised groups with a high proportion of AIDS carriers. Baxter says governments need to have genuine community and civil society participation in their responses. He says political leaders in Asia are often reluctant to openly discuss issues such as homosexuality and drug use.
Many Asian and Pacific governments, particularly the former communist governments, are just not used to opposition, whether it's behind closed doors or in the public. So that's certainly another major lesson or direction that Asian and Pacific governments need to move in listening to the people actually affected by HIV.
Asia's tough stance on injecting drug users and the trafficking of opiates often means programs such as promoting needle exchange to avoid the spread of AIDS among injecting drug users get little support. The meeting in Thailand also looked at methods of lowering the cost in Asia of antiretroviral drugs needed to slow the progress of the virus or prevent mother-to-child transmission. The meeting, attended by over 200 delegates from over 20 countries, was organised by UNAIDS as a step towards achieving its goal of universal access to AIDS prevention, treatment, care and support by 2010. The goal was set after G8 Group of Industrialized Nations pledged $50 billion to developing countries to deal with the pandemic. The United Nations General Assembly is due to meet in July in a special session to assess the program's progress since its launch in 2001. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.